This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to pursue information and conversation on another hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, 7 after the hour on this Wednesday, the 1st of May. Happy May Day, everybody. Hopefully you will enjoy it and take advantage of how wonderfully optimistic we are about the weather being better in the month of May than it was in April around the country. Also optimistic, I just said to Jennifer off the air, I think she can maybe figure this stuff out. Maybe the ladies have figured it out. I certainly haven't. I know Barr is testifying today to whoever the committee is, Senate Judiciary Committee. I don't get Mueller is now arguing with Barr about what he actually said in his report. Good God, what is this?
So confusing.
Please, yes.
Every media outlet is trying to report it with a different spin. And so here's what I can glean. This is what I gather from my point of view. So first of all, yes, the Attorney General, William Barr, had actually volunteered to testify to the Senate Judiciary Committee today. He was supposed to be in front of the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Now, the Senate is led by Republicans, and it seems that they're moving ahead as scheduled, and probably in a couple hours' time, we'll see the Attorney General sit down. There was a bit of a hullabaloo over the weekend, because the House Judiciary Committee, which is led by the Democrats and Jerry Nadler, who is, I think, trying to out-crazy Adam Schiff with the impeachment talks these days. Nadler
Like a crazy man.
Well, he wants to, instead of having Congress question Mueller, Congress question Barr, which I thought was always like the end goal, he wants instead the aides, and I'm putting air quotes around that, of the House members to question him. Now, the reason that's an issue is because those aides, with air quotes, are actually lawyers that have been hired by the Democrats to start pursuing impeachment claims against the president. So,
who's paying for this, please?
So Barr took issue with that and said, well, maybe I just won't show up. You may have to subpoena me. Maybe my volunteering days are over. And so that's ongoing. He will probably sit before the House committee, but we know at least with 99% certainty that he will sit before the Senate today. Now, put that aside. Yesterday, breaking story, was that Robert Mueller wrote to the Attorney General, William Barr, complaining that the 4-page summary that was released as an advance to the Mueller report being released in its entirety minus the redactions did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his team's 2-year investigation into President Trump. The summary letter that the department sent to Congress was released to the public on the afternoon of March the 24th, and according to reports and to a letter that allegedly has started to leak out places, Mueller thought it didn't fully capture what was he intended to have captured from his report. Now, there's public confusion about critical aspects and results of the investigation. At least that's what Mueller wrote. The letter took the Department of Justice by surprise because they were under the impression that Robert Mueller actually agreed with the summary, because he's had subsequent conversations with the Attorney General, and they seem to be on the same page. So this is why it's so confusing and conflicting, because even the Department of Justice says they're confused by this. And to add further proof to their claim, they say that Robert Mueller actually sat with them to go through the redactions, and he agreed with them on all the redactions made for either protection of a grand jury or protection of national security. So I'm sure that will be at the center of the questions asked today at the Senate about just what their relationship is right now. Although there has been some reporting that they are on good terms and that this letter was sent initially, but now it seems that
Barr
they are back on the same page. Right.
Yeah.
And Mueller, don't forget,
have been friends for a long time, right?
Yeah. And don't forget that this subpoena that Mueller has been asked by Congress to sit before May the 23rd and testify before their committee.
This is the takeaway. This is the takeaway. Ladies, please tell me if you agree with this or not. This is a complete farce created by the news media just to put spin on stuff And again, depending on which side you're on, the left or the right, the Democrats, Republican side, whatever side you're on, this has created controversy where there is none. And it's blown into this whole thing. Do you think I'm right on this?
No, that's exactly what I think has happened too. And that's why, I know I have an opinion and sometimes a strident opinion. But when I talk about these things, I think it's really important to stick to the facts as accurately as humanly possible, because I think that we're in this really dangerous spot where, depending on the media outlet, everybody is trying to report on things using facts, or Kellyanne Conway term, alternative facts, to support a narrative that they're spinning. And it's not responsible. We talk about this not being responsible journalism, but I think I think we do a good job of that. Before we tell each other what we think, and we can probably guess what everybody thinks here, I think it's so important to tell the story first. And I try, I always hope that I try to do it without that spin. I mean, sometimes it's hard, but
a little bit of spin, but it's okay, because we know what the spin is. Victoria, what about your take on this? You have conversations with other people other than us here on the air about this? And
No, because I don't. And the truth is, to me, the only takeaway that I have from this is, if Mueller wrote this letter, which apparently it's real, and I haven't read it, and I don't know if it's leaked out fully yet, but if he wrote the letter saying, look, you did a 4-page summary, it didn't really fully encapsulate what we had put in the report. But how do you fully summarize something in 4 pages anyway? That would be one question I'd ask. But I think this is Mueller just trying to be. I think Mueller has been. I know he's been vilified by the right and certainly by Trump. But I think in the end, I think that he did the right thing. And I think that he's been called a million names by Trump all along, and now it's okay because he came up with the no obstruction of justice. Well, we don't know about obstruction of justice, but no collusion. I think that he is just a letter of the law guy, and I think that this is his way of saying, wait a second, every single thing that was in the report, I'm just trying to clarify that I don't necessarily agree with Barr's summation of it, and I think it's a little bit of a CYA moment for him. I think he's covering his own butt, and, I think that that's
the extent of it. He's been tackled by Trump, he's been tackled by Republicans, and now he's getting tackled by Democrats who didn't like the findings of his report.
He's an impossible,
So I the only thing I really take issue with in the Mueller report is I don't think that he should have left the obstruction charges open for interpretation. Either you have the evidence and there's evidence of obstruction, or you don't. And Alan Dershowitz says the same thing, I agree with him.
So
because you leave it up to the debate, and then it's just more polarizing.
The reality,
politics.
Jennifer, is that this is all about politics. Nobody wants to point a finger, the fickle finger of fate, at this person or that person. It's all politics. That's all it is. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't show anything. It gives people reasons to hate Trump more, or to dislike Mueller more, or whoever it is that is in the focus. That's all this does. It doesn't do one thing to move the business of the country forward.
Right.
Not an inch.
No, it doesn't.
And that's really what
and
this,
I think
this
that's
is
why
it so annoys me.
Yeah, and that's why people were just, like Jen had said earlier today, just giddy over this infrastructure thing. That it's finally, it feels like, I think that the American people breathed a collective, a breath of fresh air, and they thought, oh my gosh, finally, maybe we're going to get something done. And who can't agree on infrastructure? All of us said, we all agree.
You know what I
it
say
all
about
needs
it.
To be worked
I
on.
I want it to be, it does need to be worked on, but it needs to be better. All right, let me throw one more thing at you, Jennifer, before you have to scoot down the chute. You know that Herman Cain and I were friends. We weren't bosom buddies, but we were friendly. Does everybody here know who Herman Cain is? Okay, so it's
not.
All right.
He ran for president with the 999 plan.
Herman Cain ran the most successful pizza outfit in the country. He then became, for whatever the reason, he got onto a radio program in Atlanta, hosted by a fellow who'd been on the air. Neil Bortz had been on the air there for years and years and years. And somehow or other, he and Cain were friends, and Cain started going. And he actually was entertaining, informative, and he then became very visible in the Southeast. And the next thing you know, he's running for president. And he had a pretty credible run for a while in the Trump era. And then he went back to being on the air, and he had a syndicated program for 3 or 4 years, and pretty intelligent, very interesting. I found him a very engaging guy. I quite like him. Somehow or other, Trump put him up for the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. And then because he found out he was going to take a pay cut, I don't know why he didn't know that before, but he said, no, I don't want the job because I can't live on that kind of money. Okay, so the next guy that gets put up for the job is another radio sort. He's an economic commentator. I think he's on Bloomberg, or I don't know where he is, CNBC. But Larry Kudlow came up with this guy, Stephen Moore. Now, apparently, he's no good either. So one wonders who becomes... I don't think people even knew what the Federal Reserve Board of Governors did until Herman Cain got nominated for it, and they started looking at him, and he says, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to get paid enough. Then this guy Moore comes along. He wants it because he's an influence peddler, and he doesn't fit the job either. But the good thing about it is...
What is the job? I have no idea what the job is that you're
talking
about.
The job is rate setting. The rate... These guys set the
rates.
The interest rates.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. And they need some credibility and some experience and some knowledge about how all the financial institutions function en masse in our country. Moore doesn't have it. Herman Cain
did. What's so weird is that this is not necessarily like the most glamorous position.
No.
Herman Cain, by the way, just to tell you what 999 was, he wanted a 9% flat sales tax.
Right, I remember when he ran for president.
And a 9% corporate tax. That was his deal. But he's actually, he didn't get out because he wasn't going to make enough money. He got out because he was being threatened by Democrats that they were going to go into his marital history. And so that's what pushed him out of the presidential race the first time. And now he was going to answer those charges. He didn't know if he had the Republican and support once information came out about whatever, however he lived his life. But Stephen Moore, the same kind of deal, and this is why I don't understand it. I don't know why. I understand targeting
ahead of time.
Well, I understand targeting a judge or a cabinet level pick or something like this, but to go after the Federal Reserve Board pick, it just seems a little bit odd. So the other side of the aisle now going after Stephen Moore, saying that he has a racist, that he's racist, and that he has these bad comments in his past, and now Republicans are a little afraid to vote for him. So now Republican senators are deciding whether or not they can support him. He can only lose 3 Republicans if you assume that all the Democrats in Senate will vote against his confirmation. So, he doesn't look like he's got a very bright future either. But this,
he's done. He's not going to go anywhere. Just interesting to see how it gets politicized. All right. Thank you, Jen. If it's energy that you have a problem with in your life, if you get up in the morning and you feel like you're tired, ain't get enough sleep, I don't know what I want to go to work or go back to bed. All right, men, time for you to listen to your pal Uncle Dougie about a solution for the problem that confronts and befuddles a lot of men as they get older, not being able to, in their normal routine, go to the gym and work out, perform as you would like to. You don't work at work as well because you're tired all the time. You got a problem with testosterone. That's what it is. So, along comes a new combo. It's a new combination of different entities, natural substances, called NuGenix. NuGenix. NuGenix will address that performance problem. It will maximize the energy that you have, potential in your body, increase lean muscle mass. It's really an overall wellness capsule. So restore your wellness, restore your confidence, restore your energy. Get the first bottle free, in fact. This is an award-winning nutritional product, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. You want a free bottle? Try it out. Let's see what happens. Be on your way to a more confident you. All you have to do is text FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE to 321-321. And increase your chances of having a more pleasant, active, and exciting life. Force, text it to 321-321. 21 at the hour on the DJB program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Molly and Martha studio, time for music. Music influence on our lives means we focus on it every hour on the DJV program. So Victoria, Kara, and I, this has been a big week or two or three for Taylor Swift. Not that she needs help getting attention, because she may be in many people's minds one of the most influential female singers of the modern era. With her contributions. So now, she's announced that she's joining the Wango Tango lineup. I just love saying that. It's something so fun. It's the Wango Tango Show. Takes place the first of next month at Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson, California. The show will feature appearances from previously announced guests. Jonas Brothers is going to be there. Halsey, 5 Seconds of Summer, Zedd, and Ali Brooke. The day-long concert hosted by Ryan. The news of... Do I have to say Seacrest? I don't have to say that.
I think Seacrest is still important to add.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hosted by Ryan Seacrest. The news of Swift's appearance at the annual festival follows the release of her latest single, which you're listening to right now, Me, which I think we all agreed we think is pretty good, frankly.
It's fun. Yeah.
And it broke records for both YouTube and Vevo after it hit the internet at midnight on the 26th of last month. She's going to perform the single for the first time live tonight at the Billboard Music Awards with, let's see, well, they call it the Wango Tango Concert. It's being hosted by Ryan Seacrest, because he's the morning host on Kiss FM in Los Angeles, and they're the ones sponsoring the concert. It started in 1998 with the Spice Girls and Mariah Carey. They've come away since then. So they're broadcasting the television special on June 7th at 8 Eastern Time on the Freeform Network. I don't know. Live X Live is going to live stream the concert, too.
Freeform used to be ABC Family, and then they renamed it.
Okay.
So, because it
but
got a little racy, and it wasn't really all that family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but isn't it? It's also on Cuban's network, Axis. That cable channel, Axis, or is it on the website? Is it on the network, or is it on their website?
I think I'm not sure. I Live X Live is going to do the live stream of it.
Yeah.
And then iHeart stations are going to play it, and then Freeform is airing it. Yeah. I think Access is just Access.com is not Access TV.
Yeah, that's just, okay.
That's just where the tickets
site.
Are.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it. All right. So, but this would be something that would be good on Access TV, actually, frankly. We've got a lot of big names. Get a lot of attention. So, anyway, I think Taylor Swift she's deserving. She worked hard. She may be a little quirky, but who do you know that's famous that isn't a little quirky?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yep.
Yeah, give her the benefit. I do it. Hey, the benefit of the doubt. All right, up next, musically here on the DJB program, a focus on this year's Austin City Limits Festival has something for everybody. Among the headliners, Guns N' Roses, Mumford & Son, Childish Gambino, Cardi B. I don't know who Robin, who's Billy, who's that?
Billie Eilish is getting a lot of buzz right now. She's a singer, alternative rock kind of singer. She's getting a ton of buzz. And yeah. Robin is a Swedish pop star who also, like, Adele is a huge fan of hers. And she's got a lot of people who really love her, so...
So it
but
takes
it is
place.
An interesting mix of people, for sure.
Yeah,
and The Cure is in there, too. The Cure just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ah, all right. Festival marks Guns N' Roses' first show in Austin in 25 years and their first ever appearance at Austin City Limits. It's also the debut in the Austin City Limits for Cardi B. So this is some other acts involved in this, just for your info. Casey Musgraves, The Raconteurs, Gary Clark Jr., Third Eye Blind, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, and more. Tickets on sale now for the show. 28 past the hour.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats aren't the only ones displeased at how Attorney General William Barr handled the initial letter to Congress in which he summed up the investigation of the special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Reports are that Mueller called Barr's initial letter misleading. Well, today, Barr is to testify on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah says...
No doubt he's going to take heat for it because the Democrats are already signaling to us that that's what they intend to do. But the fact is, there was nothing inaccurate or misleading about it. And so what do they have left to complain about?
He spoke on Fox News. Venezuelans expected to fill the streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido promises will be the largest march in that nation's history, a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military to force out President Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At the hour now on the Wednesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen in my studio, the Martha Marley studio. I love when advertisers decide, you hear these on radio programs all the time. Welcome to the blankety blank show in the blankety blank studio. All right, so our blankety blank is Martha and Marley Spoon. Here with me to celebrate all of our victories is the victorious Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All right, so Victoria, what's going on?
Well, it's a bad day for Julian Assange. He has been sentenced to a year in a UK prison, and he was found guilty of violating his bail conditions when he entered Ecuador's London embassy to avoid extradition to Sweden in 2012. The judge, Judge Deborah Taylor, said you had a choice, and the course of action you chose was to commit an offense. You've not surrendered willingly. You would not have come voluntarily before the court. And then she gave him 50 weeks of imprisonment, so just 2 weeks shy of a year. And the charges were formally laid out at Westminster Magistrates Court, and just hours, actually, after he was taken from his seven-year sanctuary with Ecuador's London embassy, and that came to a very dramatic and abrupt end. He looked like a crazy person, and I guess Ecuador just had enough of Julian Assange, so... He, of course, is the Australian whistleblower. He was facing extradition to Sweden on a sexual assault and rape allegations. Those charges have actually been dropped, not because of any other reason, just that the statutes of limitations ran out.
Yeah.
And so that was part of the reason why, I guess, he stayed holed up in that really
Lovely.
Kind of crummy. The living conditions there, it was just really horrible. And so he has been, he separately is also facing an extradition hearing over a criminal charge in the U.S. because he was charged with helping former Army Intelligence Specialist Chelsea Manning, who at the time was Bradley Manning, right?
Yeah.
Was it Bradley? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he apparently helped her, him at the time, obtain access to U.S. Defense Department computers in 2010, and then they revealed secret government documents. So he's going to be in jail in the U.K. for a year and probably then maybe getting extradited to the U.S. and will spend some jail time over here, too.
This is the same thing as what happened to O.J. Get him on anything you can get him on. That's, just let's get him. But if we can't get him on one thing, let's get him on something else. So that's the fate. That's his fate. Somebody took a shot at me and that has my email address, interestingly enough. The focus, why don't you talk about the shooting at the University of North Carolina? I think I made my, or I've continued to make my position on this fairly consistently. I don't want to talk about stuff like this because I don't think anything comes out of it. Okay, so there's another shooting. Am I taking the lives that were lost there in course? No, it's horrible. But we talk about these things, and I'm not sure that even talking about them doesn't in some way, shape, or form give somebody an idea to try it, and I'm not interested in creating that aura.
I agree with you on this because when I read the detail that when the kid who was 22 or 24 got arrested, the shooter, he smiled for the cameras.
Yeah.
That enough. I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to say his name. I just, it's the families obviously need to regroup and mourn their loved ones.
Yeah,
and I think they should be able to do that in private.
The thing that does bother me about some of these circumstances, Victoria, some of the things that we've talked about with regard to college students raping other college students and the way the system handles it. I do find having this conversation is important, maybe just because I feel like it ought to be aired so that people realize how outrageously injustice takes place or unjust decisions are made. Here's a school bus driver who raped a girl and gets nothing but probation. A school bus driver raping a girl on the bus, 14 years old. The judge defending his leniency by pointing out that this fellow only raped one girl. Huh?
So if I murder one person,
that's exactly what the
probation.
This was in New York too.
Yeah.
This hit all the local news. This had people outraged.
It should.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to me. If you have a judge who's there who's for some reason defending it, the judge's job isn't to defend the person who's there. It's to hand. To give a punishment that's fair. And this is something that's illegal, and it's a horrific crime. So I don't understand why we keep brushing it off like it's nothing. I just, these judges are insane to me. I don't get it.
I don't either. Don't at all. Anti-Semitism hitting near historic levels. Annual Anti-Defamation League audit of anti-Semitic incidents shows that in comparison to the year before, assaults against Jews have more than doubled. How do you
even, you know, the shootout down in Florida. I remember last year, the shootout in Pennsylvania. Wow. Okay. Enough of that crap.
Right. See, that's the thing. You know, someone can challenge us on why didn't you talk about it? Yes, it's a sad national headline.
All over
but what
place.
Else can be said about it?
Yeah.
What can we take away from it? It's, you
the
know,
Tony
it's
Award
debates.
Nominations yesterday. BB New Earth is how we pronounce
BB
it.
BB New Earth, yep.
Yeah.
She was Frasier's wife. Remember Frasier? She was Lilith.
Yeah.
On Cheers and Frasier.
Right, she's been a lot of. She was on Madam Secretary for 3 or 4 years as her assistant. She was the Chief Inspector General on Blue Bloods. Had a little hoochie coo with Frank Reagan. Anyway, she's a very credible actress, if nothing else. Very, very credible. So they announced the nominees at the Public Library for the Performing Arts, and. Here's a show called Hadestown. Anybody familiar with this? Starring Reeve Carney, Amber Gray, and Andre DeShields. 14 nominations. Ain't Too Proud, which is the story of the Temptations. 12
That's
nominations.
That's supposed to be great.
I want to see that. Yeah.
Yes, you would probably really love that. Yep.
Yeah, right. Worth going to New York. Well,
Hadestown is a spin on a Greek tragedy. I don't know anyone who's seen it yet, but apparently it's a critical darling.
Some Broadway folks surprised that both To Kill a Mockingbird and Network were not nominated. Hollywood actors...
Well, they were nominated, but they weren't nominated in the Best Play category. That's what people were surprised by.
Jeff Daniels is in Mockingbird. He's nominated. He's a great actor, I think. Bryan Cranston.
I don't know if you knew this. Network. We just saw this on Saturday night on Broadway.
I did hear you say that often. I didn't...
It was amazing. Yeah. And Jeff Daniels was just... he was incredible. And the girl who played Scout is also nominated. She was also incredible. So I hope that they take home some wins. Although, I think the word on the street is that Bryan Cranston might win for Network.
Yeah. I'm sick of this and I'm not going to take it anymore. Something along that. Remember that line from the
I never saw it.
Movie? Yeah, good movie. Peter Finch was the guy who played the part that Bryan Cranston is playing. Anyway, the award show will be on CBS. James Corden, another gig for him on the 9th of next month at Radio City Music Hall. Let's pay attention to what your sleeping habits are or... what the conditions are. Let me maybe put it that way. A lot of people are commenting on the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com, about their brand new mattresses that they're getting, the quality of the products. Now, the newest thing are the sheets, the Giza sheets, and the fact that they're fitted and they actually fit. That's the thing that drives me buggy about fitted sheets. Most of the time, they don't fit. These Giza sheets do. I love them. I get in the second set, wash them up. I want to wash them. I'd like to have clean sheets. If I were really able and had a lot of money, I'd have one thing, and that's clean sheets every night. That's what I do. That's the living like that would be living to the nth degree as far as I'm concerned. Not having a plane, not having any. No, I want somebody to change my sheets every day. That's what I want. And these Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made from the world's best cotton. Grown in an area near the Mediterranean Sea in Egypt. Smooth, breathable, durable, fabulous. So you want to get these puppies? All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get 30% off right away. Your Giza sheets are waiting for you. And a great night's rest is waiting for you. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. 30% off these brand new Giza sheets. Don't wait. Get them now. Get them today at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. Let's try to focus in without getting everybody scared. As we get closer to June, it becomes time once again, folks, every year We think about, okay, hurricanes. We think about hurricanes in August and September, but actually the season starts in June. So we've invited Cheryl Nelson back again, who's a weather and disaster preparedness expert, to talk about planning in the here and the now. Cheryl, welcome. Let's start off with the whys and the wherefores here. This is a hurricane preparedness week, and what are we preparing for? What are we looking for? What's this season about to give us?
Hey, Doug. I'm so happy to be here. I partnered with Cummins again this year to make sure that you're well prepared for hurricane season. And it's a great question. You know, you got to think about it. Hurricane season, no matter what the forecast is, it only takes one storm to change your life. And many of us are so busy in our daily lives, we just don't think about preparing until it's too late. But remember in 2018 what happened. We had Hurricane Michael, and that devastated the Florida panhandle. Over a million people lost power. Also, we had Hurricane Florence, which caused historic flooding in the Carolinas, even in areas that were not in a flood zone. Now, Cummins did a survey, and they asked people who have been through power outages and hurricanes how prepared they were. 75% said they wish they had been more prepared with the basics, and 67% said they wish they had had backup power.
Well, there is a real need to be prepared and planning. Speaking of losing power, the best way to avoid that, I have a generator. I'm guessing you do as well. Is that it? Is it that simple?
That's what I'd recommend, definitely, because, I mean, think about it. If you don't have power, you can lose so much, and that can be in the thousands of dollars, from home damage, also to hotel stays and spoiled food. So I recommend having a home standby generator like the Cummins Quiet Connect. This one will give you peace of mind, and yes, you can have it at home. It's installed by a professional. It hooks up directly to your natural gas line or your propane tank, so you don't have to worry about it. It turns on automatically the moment power goes out, and it stays on for the duration of your outage. It can even power your entire home. So you'll have air conditioning, heat, refrigerator, and no life interruption. I think that's the most important thing.
The real deal. So when actually is the hurricane season? When should we expect to have, you think, the first run?
Hurricane season, as you said, it runs June 1st through November 30th, and it can occur at hurricanes any point during that time. The peak season is typically August or September, but, I mean, really, the next several months, we got to all be on alert.
Well, because there's so many different weather things, weather axioms are changing. It doesn't seem that it's typical anymore. I can almost count on August and September. But it wasn't, again, last year, it seemed to me, or the year before, we had some pretty wild storms, Atlantic storms, in the South Central Atlantic, where all the hurricanes begin, in June last year.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, as long as all the ingredients are there, if you have the warm ocean waters, temperatures 80 degrees or higher, and you have enough wind shear that's non-existent, and that really can help those hurricanes form.
Right. So what do you? What other things in your preparedness? If I said I'm going into your cellar to see how you're prepared, what would I find?
You'd find a lot of stuff. My husband says I have too much, but I practice what I preach. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure you have a disaster kit in your home and also in your vehicle. That includes things like bottled water, at least 1 gallon per person for at least 3 days, non-perishable foods. You want flashlights and batteries, a first aid kit, prescription medications for at least 2 weeks, also, a NOAA weather radio to get those warnings. Important documents like your passport in a waterproof bag, also on a flash drive. Make sure you have cash in single-dollar bills. A paper map because the GPS might not work. Also, you want to have a blanket. And don't forget about the seniors as well. A medical ID bracelet, also some toys and stuffed animals for kids so they feel secure. And make sure you have food for your pets as well and a picture of you and your pet together to prove ownership.
Ah, good stuff. All right. Check it out on the website, Cummins.com /hurricane prep. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Mo- Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Theme for Batman.
Batman!
You can sing along with me, Chuck. I like you, ladies.
Oh, you're killing it by yourself.
Batman! The operative word probably there.
Uh-huh.
See, she got a smile in her voice. She loves it when I do that sort of thing. Yeah. Okay, no. Batman. Music, Chucker, you must have Batman story. How many? There are like 11 or 12 Batman movies, right? How many movies are there in total?
I got to think about that, but there were 5 actors who have played Batman in live action movies. The reason we play that is this day in history, 1939, Batman first appeared in DC Comics, created by Bob Kane. So Batman's legacy goes back a long time. Now there's been 5 actors who have played Batman. The first was in 1966, which you know who that was, right? On the TV show?
Adam West. I'm going to give you all of them. You ready?
Okay. I thought, now, just your opinion. I thought he was great. Oh, I thought he was a great Batman.
Adam West?
Yeah, I did. For that incarnation of the first live-action Batman, I know it's right. Done with some humor, but I thought he was fantastic. Now, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman, who played Bruce Wayne Batman?
Was that, that wasn't Christian Bale, that was, what's his face?
The comic from Beetlejuice. Huh? Michael Keaton.
Keaton did. So there have been actually, because Val Kilmer played, so there's been actually one, two, three, four, five, six people playing Batman, not five.
You right? got
George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, and Vin, what's his face?
So you got Adam West, then you got Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
Okay.
Christian Bale. You're right. Yeah, I forgot Christian Bale.
Okay. See, you thought you were going to stump me.
No, you stumped me. That's horrible.
That's good. It's okay once in a while.
My opinion, Michael Keaton played him almost like a schizophrenic with a split personality. I liked it. I actually liked Val Kilmer. He did okay. I didn't like George Clooney. I like George Clooney, but he's not right for Batman. Christian Bale, I loved. But I think Ben Affleck was awesome. As Bruce Wayne, Batman. I think he did a really
So who's good the next
job.
Batman? Who's going to play Batman next?
They haven't cast him as of yet, but they're looking for an actor in his upper 20s, I believe.
Yeah.
That'll probably be played out in the next few months. They'll do it casting. It's going to be
How about the kid that
Batman
plays Adam West on Gotham? He played Batman in A Manner of Speaking.
They never seem to give the TV people a chance in the movies, which I think is a
big mistake. You're not gonna see that.
It's too bad because it makes sense. Hello, you bring in people who are fans of Gotham to see the movie. Duh. All right, Chuck, what other movie news have you for us?
Not a lot, but I was just reading this article about superhero salaries. But listen to this. People might wonder why these actors play superheroes. Scarlett Johansson is going to get $20 million plus to do a Black Widow movie. That's going to start filming pretty soon. Some of these other actors, like Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor in the Marvel Universe, and Chris Evans, who played Captain America, they got between $15 and $20 million for Endgame. And then Robert Downey Jr. caught an exclusive deal when he did the first Iron Man, which made him up to $75 million for the first film. And then when he did Spider-Man Homecoming, he did 3 days of work. He got $5 million a day. He made $15 million for 3 days of work.
Good for him. Smart. Is Johansson's character, the Black Widow, is that in the Avengers? Because she's in the Avengers movie. What's her character?
She's in the Avengers movies.
But is it the Black Widow? Is that the character?
Black Widow. And she's been appearing in this universe since Iron Man 2. So,
she's carved out a niche for herself as an action star now.
Yeah, and when she did that movie Lucy, I think they paid her $20 million to do that film.
Right.
So there's a lot of money in action-oriented stuff in superheroes. That's why Nicole Kidman, who appeared in Aquaman, and Annette Bening was in Captain Marvel. They take big paychecks to do this stuff.
Right.
And let's be honest, you can't blame them.
Nah, of course not. I thought it was pretty interesting when the four stars were on with Kimmel last week to plug the Avengers. It was Friday night, so I stayed up late, watched a little of it. I was taken back at how sweet Scarlett Johansson seemed to be, and she was just part of the focus with the guys that were there. Downey was there, and Rudd was there, and Hemsworth was there.
She's probably in a good mood because she probably had to drop off a paycheck into the bank in the morning. So
I could do it. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry is here with us on the DJV program. Movie.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.